Okay, let's go. We are beginning a series now on discussions about individual carbonos. There's a lot to speak about, really a lot to speak about. So there's a lot to say about carbonos in general. We've offered some shiurim in the past about, from a machshava perspective, why we offer carbonos. We had the opportunity before Pesach to speak a little bit about carbonos. But the goal here is really to sort of go through carbon by carbon, a lot of different kinds of carbonos. We're going to try to speak in broader strokes initially. If we have more time to have more shiurim, we'll get into some of the details. But the goal is really twofold. One goal is, like so many of the Thursday night shiurim, is just to make us more familiar with an area of Torah that maybe we're less familiar with. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when we go through Parshas Vayikra, however many months from now, that we are familiar with a lot of the details found in Chumash and Rashi, that it's something which is we're really excited about and able to understand clearly. How wonderful would that be? And the second goal is to understand some of the real lumdas here. There's a lot of beautiful Torah here, and sometimes the world of Kachem can be a little bit scary, and sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. And our goal is sort of break things down a bit and give us at least some Torah to give us more insight in terms of some of the issues that are really going on. So hopefully we'll be able to do a good job. Hopefully we'll be able to clarify a lot about carbonos. We're going to begin, as an example today, speaking about carbon ola. There are a lot of different kinds of carbon ola, the carbon tamids and carbon musafs and olas nedava, but we're going to speak broadly about carbon ola today. We're going to divide up the shiurim into two sections. The first section is going to often be basic halachas, just basic information about the carbon. Then the second is going to be some of the lumdas and some of the analysis to understand the carbon as well as possible. So let's begin and try to do our best. How is the connection so far? We're able to hear okay? So let's begin with some of the background. We'll try to share screen as far as the Makoros goes. There isn't really an outline here, and people can let me know if they want notes. I'm trying to type up notes on this stuff. Feel free to let me know also. The carbon ola is the first carbon found in Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra Perek Aleph is discussion of carbon ola. What is a carbon ola? What are the dinim of a carbon ola? So ola, the Mishnah tells us in Zvachim and Nun Gimel Amud Beis, this is in the category, this is in Perek Ezehu Mekoman that we say every morning in Shacharis, that ola is in the category of Kachay Kachim. There are two categories of karbanos, of varying levels of Kedusha. There's Kachay Kachim and Kachim Kalim. Each have their own halachas and their own dinim. Ola is in the category, the Mishnah tells us, of Kachay Kachim. That means it's in this like higher level of Kedusha kind of a karban. What is that impact? So Rashi and Tosfos there discuss it a bit, but on the most basic level, the shechita and the kabbalas hadam, some of the avodas that you do when you shech the animal and when you then catch the blood, has to be done on the northern part of the mizbeach, bitzafon. That's where you're going to do it. So the first thing to know about ola, it is in that category of kachay kachim. That's the same thing as a karban mincha, as a carbon chatas. A bunch of these things are called kachay kachims, and you shech the animal and collect the blood at the northern part of it. What else is there about ola which is important to know? So ola, the Torah teaches us, gets entirely burned. Other karbanos, the kohanim may eat part of it. We'll get there in a second. Binyamin, in a second. That the kohanim may eat part of it. Some karbanos, even the Yisraels, can eat part of it. But in Ola is entirely burned. Is entirely burned. That's point number two. Point number three, according to the simple pshat in the Mishnah and the simple pshat in the Gemara, Ola has another unique halacha. The unique halacha of Ola is that it has something called v'tu'una hefshet v'nituach v'chalil la'ishim. What does hefshet v'nituach v'chalil la'ishim mean? What's hefshet v'nituach? It means that you take off the skin of the animal and you cut up its skin, you cut up its basar into smaller pieces. So before you're going to do it, that's how you offer the carbon ola. you take off the skin, you cut it up into other pieces. The Rambam thinks that's true with other karbanos also. But the simple pshat of the Mishnah that we saw there is this is a unique halacha in regards to karban ola. So the way that you're makriv it, the way that you're makriv it is a little bit unique. The fourth point about karban ola, which is important to know, the basar also. What else is important to know about ola? That is a point which Rav Hirsch emphasizes in his Peirush in Vayikra. Ola is a carbon which is all over the place. All over the place. The carbon tamid shall shachar and shall bein ha'arbayim. The first carbon offered every day, the last carbon offered every day, are carbon olas. Are carbon olas. Ola seems to be really important. Ola is also so important that the mizbeach that you offer most of the karbanos on is called the mizbeach ha'ola. Even though the chatas and the asham are also burned there, Chumash calls the mizbeach ha'ola. Seems like for some reason the karban ola, it's mentioned first in Chumash, and the ola seems to be like this super important karban. It's mentioned first in Chumash. The Mizbeach gets its name based on the Ola, and it's the first and last one that you offer throughout that you offer every day. The last point, which I'll just mention by way of introduction, is a comment of Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai writes in his Peirush al HaTorah that of all of the Karbanos, Karban Ola is the most nechbad, it's the most respected, the most exalted of all of the Karbanos. So Karban Ola is on the one hand the most present, the first and the last. It's Mizbeach HaOla. It's also the most respected, the most elevated in a certain sense. One last point. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this earlier. One last point. It's very easy to offer a Karban Ola. By that I mean there are some Karbanos that only individuals can bring and some Karbanos that the Tzibor brings. There are some karbanos that you can only bring if you're chayev to bring. There are some karbanos that you can offer voluntarily. Karban ola is all of those things. An individual can voluntarily offer a karban ola. I can say I want to. Some individuals have to offer a karban ola. When I go to the mikdash 3 times a year on the shalosh regalim, I have to offer a karban ola. Some people have to offer a karban ola. The tzibor, Klal Yisrael, offers a karban ola. They have to offer a karban tamid, a karban musaf. They have to offer it. And this is, I believe, the only karban where the tzibor can also decide together they want to voluntarily offer a karban ola. Normally, the tzibor only brings karbanos they're chayev to bring. But the ola... The Ola, Rashi points out in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Klal Yisrael together can decide they want to voluntarily bring it. So Karban Ola is very sort of like flexible in what it can do. It's all burned on the Mizbeach. It's individuals, Klal Yisrael's, Neders, Nedavas. You're going to take off the skin, cut up the meat. That's all that's going to be going on when it comes to Karban Ola. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, Velvel.
When Rabbi says clarity, meaning we just did broad strokes.
So yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about details. Yeah, don't worry about the details yet. Okay. The major question that we're going to deal with is the following. You would think if Karban Ola is so critical and so important, that it's the first one offered in Chumash, it would be pretty clear why you offer it. You would anticipate it to be fairly clear in Chumash, so what are the circumstances, what's motivating you to offer a Karban Ola? I would suspect that that's the case. Karban Chatas, it's pretty clear, the name gives it away, you're offering it because you sinned. You did a chait, certain kinds of chataim, we'll see, you have to bring Karban Chatas. But why am I offering a Karban Ola? Why am I offering a carbon ola? There are, broadly speaking, we'll see a whole lot of Gemaras. There are probably two main approaches. Why, and here we're speaking in particular about why you as an individual would decide to give a to bring a carbon ola. But this will help us understand all and everything about ola in general. But why would I decide to bring a carbon ola? So if you look, we'll go on the sheet here. There are two approaches. There are two approaches. Rava in Zvachim, on Zayin Amid Beis. Rava says an ola is a daron hu, meaning an ola is a gift. It's a gift that you want to give Hashem. Meaning, the way Rava seems to say it, many karbanos are offered to help you achieve kapara, to help you achieve atonement. I sinned, I bring a carbon to get kapara. That's not true with carbon ola. Ola you bring because you want to give a gift to Hashem, but it's not brought for kapara. There are additional gemaras that also seem to indicate that ola is not brought for kapara's sake. It's not brought because you sinned. You see that in a Mishnah in Zvachim on Daf Peites Amid Aleph. The Mishnah in Zvachim on Peites Amid Aleph is speaking about halachas of kedimas. What comes first? I have a lot of karbanos to offer. So what's the order in which I bring karbanos? That the Gemara there speaks about ideas like tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. The Gemara speaks about kol ha-mekudash mechavero, the holier goes first. So the Gemara says, what do you do if you have a chatas and an ola, and you want to know which do I bring first? So the Mishnah says, dam chatas, kodem, kodemes, chatas comes before dam ola, because chatas is miratza. Chatas gives you kapara. Chatas gives you appeasement. Mashma from the Mishnah, that ola does not. That ola is not about kapara. Ola is a gift that you are giving to Ribbono Shel Olam. I give a gift and that's what it is. Parentheses, I'll give you a third Gemara where you see that ola may be more of a gift and less about kapara. The first Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim tells us that what if I offer a karban shelo lishma? I offer without the proper intent. I'm thinking about the wrong karban. I think it's for a different guy. I offer the karban shelo lishma. So one shita in the Mishnah is, chata shelo lishma is pasal, asham shelo lishma is pasal, but other karbanos are kosher. And says, I believe, Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah there, chatas and asham are pasal, says the Mishnah, because chatas comes on a chet, asham comes for a chet, they're pasal if it's not lishma. Now, I don't want to speak about now what the connection is. Why does it matter that it's not coming for a chet? Why does that mean that it's pasal if it's a lo lishma? But at least it seems from the Mishnah there that chatas and asham, those are the ones that are coming for a chet, and it doesn't mention ola. Sounds like ola's not coming for a chet. And there are more gemaras there. So one mahalach, why am I bringing a carbon ola? I'm bringing a carbon ola because I want to give a gift to Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to give a gift to Hashem. We will elaborate later what may motivate me to give that gift. But I want to give a gift to Hashem. The simple pshat is, it'll improve my relationship with Hashem. It'll improve my standing before Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the first mahalach. It's there to bring a certain kind of gift to Hashem. It's not really a kapara at all. Yeah.
Benjamin.
I guess Benjamin will start with. Yeah.
Where is the Mishnah found again?
Pay Tessam and Aleph. Pay Tessam and Aleph.
Pay Tessam and
Aleph? Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. The other approach argues that Ola really does come to give you Kapara. Why would I think Ola comes to give me Kapara? So, first of all, it is a Pasuk. At least the simple pshat. Torah says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, when you bring a carbon ola, v'samach yado al rosh ha'ola, I do smicha, I lean on the head of the ola, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, and I get appeasement, I get a form of kapara from the ola. Okay, if I hold that carbon ola is brought for kapara, so kapara for what? What sins did I do that this is going to give me kapara? So if you look in the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein ole ba'a ela al asei v'alos asei shenitak la'asei. Says Rabbi Akiva that we know that Karban Chatas comes for certain averas. It comes for the kind of averas that if you would do it b'mezid, you would be chayav a kares. It's a certain kind of severe kind of a sin. Ola comes if you neglected to fulfill an asei, or not just if I forgot to fulfill an asei, but if I violated a negative prohibition that is nitak la'asei. What's an example of that? Stealing. Lo sigzol, it's usher to steal, but you have a nitak la'asei v'heshiv es ha'gazela, you can return it. Ola comes to fix an asei that I neglected, or a lav hanitak la'asei, which I did not fulfill. The Ramban in his Perish Al HaTorah in Vayikra, Perek Aleph Halacha, Pasuk Dalid, the Ramban says, I'll tell you something else it's Mechaper for. The Ramban quotes from Chazal. The Ramban says, in certain days in Chazal, if I find it, I will. V'ra'isi ba'agada b'vayikra rabba. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, ein ola boz, ela al hirhure averas halev. Then maybe, says the Ramban, it comes to give kapara if you had hirhure avera. I didn't actually sin, but I had thoughts. I anticipated I wanted to sin. That would also be what Ola is there for. So we seem to have gemaras that lead us in both directions. Is Ola really there as a gift and it doesn't come to be mechaper? Or is Ola just like chatas and asham, our karbanos you bring to give you kapara? So to Ola comes to bring you kapara. What do we do? We seem to have a stira between gemaras. What is Ola? Ola is brought for kapara. Ola is brought as a gift. So we seem to have a stira. Unsurprisingly, you will have a couple different mehalchim in how you're going to resolve that stira. But I'll make one just derech halimit ha'ara. There's one thing you talk about with a stira between one Gemara and another Gemara. That may require you to reread, let's say, you know, Gemara X. So sometimes it's one thing to reread one Gemara. When you have a stira, multiple Gemaras and multiple Mamari Chazal in both directions, it may be somewhat more challenging just to like reread a particular Maramakom. It's a little bit harder because you may have to explain two or three or even four different Gemaras that go in different directions. That's part of the challenge here. I'll mention three mehalchim for what carbon ola is, how you're going to resolve the stira. Mehalach number one, it is a machlokes in Chazal. How's that? It's a machlokes in Chazal. There seem to be Rishonim that learned it that way. I believe Rosenzweig pointed out, if you look at Rashi as an example, in Zvachim on Zayinim Abayz, when Rava says ola is a gift, he says, "Ein oba lechaper alaseka paramamish." No, it's not really there so much. We'll clarify that mamish a little bit later, but it's not really there that much for kapara. And it's possible that in fact there's a stira in Chazal. Rava says it's a dorum. Maybe some tanaim like that. Rashbi, Rabbi Akiva say that's more of a kapara. And maybe in fact there's a machlokas why you bring carbon ola. It's there for kapara, or it's not there for kapara. It's there as a dorum. But wouldn't it be great if we were able to fit the Gemaras a little bit more together? And Tosfos, in a couple of places, in Baba Basra on Daf Memches, in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Vav, the Ramban seems to relate to this also, points out the different indications. And they're already shown in that try, at least, to give us some sort of a middle approach as to what an Ola is really brought for. So we'll note a couple of things. Let's see Tosfos in Baba Basra and Rashi in Zvachim, and we'll see what they say, both of which I think are important. Rashi in Zvachim, if you remember the Mishnah there, the Mishnah said, Chatas comes before Ola, because Chatas comes for Kapara. We pointed out, the simple pshat in that Mishnah, is that Ola does not come for Kapara. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chatas is better than Ola because it's Mechaper Achai Vekrisos, Hatzarich Ritzoi Gadol. It sounds like Ola for Rashi is Mechaper, but it's Mechaper for like lower tier Averas. It's Mechaper, but it's like not as dominant a Mechaper as you would think. That's one Mar Makom to start with. If you look at Tosfos here in Baba Basra on Memches, says Tosfos, there are Gemaras that make it sound like Ola is not for Kapara, but Hada Amar Betores Kohen and Mubizvachim Vyumad Ola Mechaperes Alchivase, Hamar Perakam Zvachim Ola Daronhi, Velo Mechaperes, says Tosfos, I have a stira in Gemaras, says Tosfos, here's a really important line. It's Mechaperes Mikufia, but not Mikiva. Wouldn't it be awesome to know what that means? Wouldn't it be awesome to know what that means? Says Tosfos, it's Mechaper, but not Mikivya, rather Mikufya. What exactly is that? So one way of explaining that distinction, is the following. One thing that we saw, which I think is very important, is how you define that. So how do you define that distinction for Tobas and Baba Basra? What exactly is the relationship between them? So what you have is the following. The way some Achronim explain it is like this. There are karbanos which are primarily and in a very dominant way geared towards giving you kapara. Chatas is all about giving you kapara. But maybe, karban ola is a little bit less focused on the kapara, but it also happens to give you some kapara. What does that mean? Maybe ola is primarily a daron. Its primary goal is a gift to Hashem. But on a secondary level, in addition to it being a daron, it happens to also give you some kapara on like lower tier sins. When you sin with like a chiyuv kares, you require a karban to be totally focused on it, to get rid of that. Karban ola is a daron, but it can also have the ability as like a second din to wipe away some of the less intense averas, like hirhure avera, where you didn't really sin, but you thought of sinning, you maybe sinned, you thought of sinning, bittel asay, not as severe, so it can give you a kapara, but at a secondary level. And that's what a lot of the Mekoros mean. It's primarily a daron, but because it's not defined by, it's not all about the kapara, so we're not going to really treat it the same way like a chatas. It'll have certain differences, and chatas will take precedence. Chatas is primarily about kapara, so it comes before ola, which only like secondarily gives you a kind of kapara. That's at least one way of saying it. So one mahalach is, it's a machlokes. Some say kapara, some say daron. The other is, no, it's primarily a gift, but on a secondary level also gives you a bit of kapara. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Beyond, what does that mean? How are we doing with the connection right now? Okay, great. We'll keep on going then. Rosenzweig offered a different mahalach. Mahalach number one is probably what Rashi writes in Zvachim and Zayinim and Beis. Mahalach number two is how you explain Tovos and Baba Basra. The third mahalach of Rosenzweig as mahalach, Ezra, we'll get to your question in a little bit. Rosenzweig offers the following suggestion. It's in an article he wrote called Ritzoy Ola. It's on the sheet. He said it all over a bunch of times also. It's a very sharp insight with awesome, awesome sort of nafkaminas that emerge from it. Rosenzweig suggests that maybe what Tosfos in Baba Basra means, and maybe what some of the, what he thinks is pshat in the Ramban, you have indications of it in Ramban maybe also, and Tosfos is the following. There are two ways that karbanos can deal with you if you sinned. The way that what happens with the carbon chatas is as follows. You did a maisa avera. So a chatas comes along to cancel out and wipe away that maisa avera. I did an action. It gets rid of the maisa avera. That's what it does. It neutralizes a maisa avera that you did. You hit someone. It makes sure that it wipes away that act, the impact of that act of you hitting someone. It's a maisa avera. It wipes away a maisa avera. There are reasons why to say that in carbon chatas. Hopefully, when we speak about chatas, we'll explain why. Carbon ola, Rosenzweig suggested, that carbon ola does something else. What does carbon ola do? So, one way of giving the background, it's not clear that all the things that carbon ola is mechaper for, it's actually not so clear that those things have maisa averas. As an example, here, hurray avera. You thought of doing an avera. There is no maisa avera to neutralize. Or, bittel asay. You didn't fulfill an asay. Is it so obvious there's like a maisa avera to wipe away? Ayafka didn't do something. Is that called a maisa avera? Not so clear. So Rosenzweig, I believe, offers the following suggestion. Carbon ola doesn't attack the maisa averas that you do. Its kapara is not like the chatas' kapara, just weaker. What a carbon ola does is a carbon ola impacts not the actions you do, but your standing in front of Ribono Shel Olam. It impacts you as a gavra. It purifies and elevates you as a person. You as a person. It impacts your standing before Ribono Shel Olam. It's about a person who had a huri avera, and maybe your standing right now in front of Hashem is a little bit lower. There's a certain kind of shlemus, a certain kind of ambition that you want to have to be a person, not just about maisa averas, but I'm a bit more distant. I messed up a little bit. And the goal of offering a carbon ola is that a carbon ola improves my standing in front of Hashem. Suggested Rosenzweig, maybe, I believe he suggests, that that's the relationship between Daron and Kapara. That part of the Daron, the gift that I'm bringing, is a gift you bring to also alter your standing in front of Hashem Yisparach. That a Daron is there, I give a gift sometimes, it improves my relationship, it improves my standing. And in that sense, Ola is a Daron. It happens to also, as a result of your improved standing in front of Hashem, it will then lead to a kapara for the bittul aseh, for their huri avera, but it's not focused entirely on the avera. It's focused more on your standing, just mimela. It will help you overcome. It will wipe away and cleanse you from the bittul aseh, from their huri avera. So Rosa suggests, Ola's a daron that's also a mechaper. But unlike the kapara v'chatas, which is a terrible maisa avera, and was brought entirely focused on the kapara of that maisa avera, that's not what Ola is about. Ola is about not a maisa avera, which is even, that's why Ola, even if you hold Ola's brought for hiruri avera for an asay, you are not chayav to bring an Ola. It's that you decide that even though I'm not chayav to, I want to, it's a nedava, I want to improve my standing in my relationship, and therefore I'm striving for more, that's why I bring a carbon ola. Mimela, there's a kind of kapara which can take place. The mashal I would give for that is, I think the Chiddush Rim says, as do some others, you know, like there's two ways to become holy. One is like sor meira, attack the ra, and deal with that and confront it. The other is ase tov, that just making it so good that some of the ra sort of like falls off on its own. It's improving and altering your standing. Rosen, I suggest, that's what some of these formulations mean of the mikufya, mikiva, not direct, agav. That's how you fit together all of the daron and some of those mikoros. I'm going to mention, it's a little bit more of a vort. You can take it or leave it, but it's an intriguing point nonetheless. What comes first? So we saw the Mishnah. Chatas comes before Ola. Chatas comes before Ola. Asks the Magen Avram in Shulchan Aruch, but what about when we say Karbanos in Davening? Those of us that say Karbanos as we should, that say Karbanos every morning, will note that we say the psukim of Ola before the psukim of Chatas. Asks the Magen Avram, why? It's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Chatas comes before Ola. So how come in Davening Ola comes before Chatas? That's the Magen Avram's question. There are a bunch of answers to that question. We could talk about it at a different time. Question number two. There's another time where Ola comes before Chatas, and that is Vidoy on Yom Kippur. V'al Chatam she'anu chayav maleim Ola. V'al Chatam she'anu chayav maleim Chatas. Why would that be? Chatas always gets Kedimas. Chatas always gets Kedimas. That's what we are primarily on some level supposed to be focused on. So if Chatas always gets Kedimas, why not here also? Why not here also? So this, Rosenzweig suggests, similarly, in light of his idea. We'll mention at least one of the points. When it comes to davening on Yom Kippur, what is the primary focus of the tshuva on Yom Kippur? It is true that when you normally come for kapara, the kapara of chatas comes before the kapara of ola. But Yom Kippur is all about the tshuva of Yom Kippur. Is all about not just individual maisa averas that you may have done, but ma mikvah mitaharas hatameim, it's about a kedushas hagavra, you leaving Yom Kippur a different kind of person, changing your status as a whole. That we mentioned in Elozman is how some explain going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like a tevilas ger, becoming a new person. It's not the same person just dealing with your mess ups. It's about becoming a new kind of person. Says the Rosenzweig, therefore in Yom Kippur, which is all about that, we're going to be mocked in with Ola. Ola introduces and sets the tone and the stage for what it's really all about. Ola, for what it's really all focused on. Striving for more. Striving for a Kedushas Hagavra beyond just neutralizing sins. So on Yom Kippur, we dafka are mocked in Ola even before Chatas. Despite the fact that in Beis HaMikdash, technically, we always offer Chatas first. But for the theme and the idea of Yom Kippur, we want to highlight at the forefront the idea of Ola. That's more of what Yom Kippur is really considered to all be about. I'll mention one more yesod in the time that we have, which relates to it, and then we'll tie it together. Rav Hirsch points out in Perek Dal of Sefer Vayikra, that Ola is all over the place. Ola is all over the place. As we pointed out in the beginning of this year, Karban Ola, the Mizbeach, is called Mizbeach HaOla, even though Chatas is also offered on it. Ola is the first Karban and the last Karban we offer every day, called the Karban Tamid. And some of us remember the Asei DeHashlama, the Asei DeHashlama. Okay, Avi, that's a great question by Ezu Mekoman. The Gemara, the Karen Ora speak about it. As to why Ola is not first Ezu Mekoman. It's a great question. Now, it's even usher to offer anything before the Karban Ola and after the Karban Tamid, except for certain exceptions. But Ola is always the beginning and the end. And Ola can be Nedava, it can be so many things. So what's going on with Karban Ola? Further, you know, or offers rehearse the following suggestion. It's an awesome suggestion. It gets to the core of what Ola is about, and I think fits very nicely with the Rosenzweig's Mahalach, and that's the following. Points out Rav Hirsch, why is Karban Ola called Ola? So the Rishonim write, if you look in the Bechor Shor, as an example, in Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, the Bechor Shor says, Ola is called Ola because Kulo is Ola to Hashem. You burn the entire Karban Ola. That's why it's called Ola, and Ola gets burned to Hashem. Points out Rav Hirsch, I don't buy that. All the other karbanos are focused, the names of the karbanos, are focused not on the way that you're makriv it, but why you offer it. Chatas is because you sinned. Ashram is because you were guilty, whatever that means. Shlamim is because you want shalom, a certain kind of peace, as we'll speak about. Why is Karban Ola called a Karban Ola? Says Rav Hirsch, Karban Ola is called a Karban Ola. I'll read it to you here because it's awesome. I'm reading it to you in the Hebrew translation. I'll read it to you in English translation because it's all written in Germany anyway. But says Rav Hirsch as follows. The Ola is Yosem Mikol Karban Acher. is the one which is Hatsura HaYisodis VaRegilos HaKorban. It's like the standard kind of a carbon. He says as follows, if I can find it. Right here. Why is it called Ola? Ola, he says, is all about being Ola, moving up, improving, pushing for more. That, says Rav Hirsch, is the reason why it's called a carbon Ola. It's called a carbon Ola because it's about moving up, changing my relationship with Hashem to strive for more. Part of that may lead to kapara. Because of that, says Rav Hirsch, that's what we want to focus on with all of Karbanos. All of Karbanos is the world of Chatas, we want to be an exception. Chatas is an exception. The idea that I messed up and I sinned, you have to deal with, but not the main focus of Mikdash. The main focus of Mikdash, of the Mizbeach, is Mizbeach HaOla. A desire to grow. I do that by a Daron, but it's a Daron that may be Mechaper. And that's what Karban Ola is really all about. If this is true, so I think it's also easy to understand why, like Rabbeinu Bechai said, Karban Ola may be the most Mechubad of all the Karbanos. Because it's one thing to have a carbon, which I have to bring because I messed up and I sinned, and I'm chayav to neutralize a maisa avera. But carbon ola is much more than that. Carbon ola is a carbon that you bring because you want a certain kind of shlemus. You want an even closer connection. It's a gift I bring because I want more. And that is what, in many ways, all of Mikdash and all of Karbanos, Sedra of Hirsch, are really there to represent. A certain kind of striving. So we've sort of like blended the line a little bit from the world of Lamdas into some Vorts, but the Vorts are explaining Halachas also right now. And it tells us, I think, a whole lot about the nature of Karban Ola. So what we saw today was the following. Karban Ola is Kachay Kachim. It's a very holy kind of Karban. It's a Karban which is Kulo Kalil. It's all burned. It's all burned to on the Mizbeach. It's brought by individuals, by a tzibor, because you want to, nedava, because of a net, because you have to, because of a chiyuv. It's different kinds of karbanos that you can bring in many different circumstances. Many different circumstances. The ola may have a certain kind of perspective. Yes, Benny points out, the olas re'ia makes a lot of sense. When you come to Mikdash on the Shalosh Regalim, you have to offer an olas re'ia to, because it's about improving that connection. It's about becoming closer and changing my standing, klapi the Rabbanu Sha'olam. We spoke about how Karban Ola, there are Gemaras that make it sound like it's brought for Kapara. There are Gemaras that sound like it's brought as a Daron, as a gift to Rabbanu Sha'olam. We saw that for Tosfos, they're bothered by this question, Rashi maybe. It could be it's a Stira and Chazal in different Deyas. It could be that Ola is primarily a Daron, but also Mechaper. Or for Rosenzweig, it's more integrated. It's all about changing you as a Gavra, Mimela, or additionally, as what comes with that, is a form of kapara, not focused in the Maisa Averi, but focused on more. But Rosenzweig tries to explain a bunch of things based on this. Sugyas in Meseches Erechin, Stiras in Ramban's Al HaTorah, Gemaras in Zvachim and the like. I'll mention, do I have a minute for one more? I'll give you one just quick example of where this comes up in brackets. If you get it, great. If not, don't worry about it at all. A Gemara in Zvachim. It is Pashut. If I violate Shabbos by mistake, I then separate a carbon chatas. I then violate again that my chatas only goes on the Maisa Avera I did before I was mafresh it. Why? Simple pshat. Because chatas has to be brought for a Maisa Avera. So a Maisa Avera that you did after you were mafresh the carbon, it's too late. It can't go on that Maisa Avera. It can't go on that Maisa Avera. That's shu with the Chatas. In Ola, the Gemara is mistopic. The Gemara is not sure. Maybe if I separate an Ola, and then I'm Mevatel and Aseh, maybe when I offer that carbon, it can cover the Aseh also. How come? What would be the Svara there? Because if what Ola does is Ola changes, not it neutralizes a particular Maisa Avera. Well, then it's too late. You already mafresh the carbon. But if what Ola does is Ola is there to change your standing, klapei Ribono Sha'olam, elevate you. So when I bring the carbon, it changes my standing. It's not about whether I did the Maisa Avera or not. It's about the Maisa Avera gets wiped out in a certain sense, almost like Mimela. Once I'm in a better place, then I can wipe away the Maisa Avera in a certain sense. If you got that, great. If not, it's all good. This was the Karban Ola. The Karban Ola. It happens to shed light on a lot of ideas. Why every morning, why every morning we offer Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim is an Ola, is about this idea. I'll mention one more point because I can't control myself. I apologize for that. The very famous Medrash. This is a vort, but I think it's in light of this. It's interesting. The Medrash in Ein Yaakov. What's the most important pasuk in Chumash? So we know a lot of different vorts, but we know different days. The one day according to that Medrash, very famously, Esakev Esaecha Taaseh Baboker, V'Esakev Esasheni Taaseh Ben Harbaim. The carbon tumid every morning, every afternoon, and everyone wonders why is that the most chashuv pasuk in Chumash? So the standard pshat in Bali Musar is, it represents consistency. Every morning, every afternoon, that's how you are successful. But l'chora, we now know an additional pshat. It doesn't just represent consistency. Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, they're carbon olas. It's not just consistency. It's that every morning, every night, consistency in trying to improve, in trying to change my standing. Klapei Ribono Shel Olam, aliyah, to go one step more, one step more. Every morning, every afternoon, and not only that, but it needs to be Bein Shachar and Bein Harbayim. It's the bookends of the entire day in the Mikdash. It's all about that idea of striving for more, of growing. That maybe is the even deeper pshat, and it's a kevas ha'echa ta'aseh baboker, as a kevas ha'sheni ta'aseh Bein Harbayim.